I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Yeah.
Way back when, huh?
Yeah, me and the Boobs were hanging out at Temple the Dog.
Hunger Strike, right, Al? Was that the name of the song?
They actually just reunited for a short tour.
Look at that. Maybe you and Boomer can go again.
Well, I mean, you know.
Reunited, and it feels so good.
Well, we've done that already. We're not being repetitive on this show. We like to do new things. By the way, you should all be ashamed of yourselves. Not Boomer.
I mean, us?
Because Boomer never committed to it. And Boomer's a man of great conviction and commitment. He tells you he's going to do something. 9 out of 10 times he does it.
Yeah.
You guys, though, failed miserably.
With who?
And now I'm being put in a very awkward spot because of that.
Explain.
The governor's box will be empty.
No, this is your
Sunday.
Fault. No, time out. This is
nobody will be at Metallica in the governor's box at MetLife Stadium.
The governor's box will
empty
be
box.
Empty because when the three of us, Eddie was never going, when Al and I decided after we initially said, yeah, we'll go. 3 days later, we can't go. You said, I will let the governor know. Was he informed?
Well, it's not as paramount to the story. You guys bailing.
You're such an incredible idiot.
Problem is, I thought my mother loved Metallica.
Well,
your mom is not into Metallica.
So which it was a shock to me.
And now you guys all want to go to see you too.
Yeah, that I'd love to go.
That's not probably going to happen now.
No.
Is that true? Because you screwed up?
I mean, I'm going to see you too in the governor's box with Boomer.
Well, you got 30 tickets. Can we get a couple?
You guys are probably not welcome in the box without a public mea culpa to the governor later on today.
Actually, I think you're the one that needs to do the public mea culpa.
No, I live up to my word.
Withholding the information giving him the
information. Did I do my job, Boomer?
You're going to have to eat it, Craig.
All right,
don't you understand? Once he walks out of this studio at 10:01, he is out of here. Everything.
Well, after he does an hour with Joe and Evan.
Well,
then,
whatever.
Then he's
going. Oh, did you do that now?
What did I do?
No, Al's talking. Eddie's talking about the governor. You're talking about Craig.
Oh, I'm talking about Craig.
When we told him at 7 o'clock in the morning during the show, we anticipated him saying, got you, pick up the phone and text the governor.
Right, right.
He did not do that. And then when the governor came in a month later and said, I need the official guest list, we said, well, we told Craig to let you know we're not going. And he looked at Craig and said, haven't heard from him.
But I'm telling you, once it's 10:01 and Craig goes walking through that door, it's over. So whatever he says here, he forgets. Don't you understand that?
Listen,
like my WeatherTech floor mats for my birthday.
You already got them.
I didn't.
Said you got them.
No, you got them for yourself.
I got my own.
So do you have them or not?
I have my own.
Happy birthday. But Jerry's got an update. Mets, Yankees, and of course, Matt Harvey.
You can spin anything.
And if we have time, maybe we'll get to the fact that the Rangers got eliminated on the home ice. Well done, boys.
We're brought to you by Bruni and Campisi Air Conditioning. Keep cool and visit BruniandCampisi.com. All right, I'll hold off the Rangers for just a moment. We know they lost. We'll get to the highlights or lowlights soon. But we'll start with the Mets, and we'll take it from last night and then go to the afternoon because the Mets did come out last night and beat the Giants, and they did it very early as Jeff Samardzija, at least in the first inning, was a gas can.
The 0-1 line to left coming on Nunez, reaches down, can't get it. It rolls under his glove and all the way to the warning track. In to score is Rivera. Right behind him is Bruce. Walker digging for third. He will slide in without a relay throw.
And that was listed as a triple, not an error by Eduardo Nunez. And as Al pointed out on the warm-up, Gorky's Hernandez made
not an error,
trouble in center field. I agree. Misplayed the ball, but so be it. He didn't touch it, and it goes for a triple.
It's crappier than you are.
Howie Rose, WR. Yeah.
What are
they, 11-23 now? Terrible. They've been awful. The Mets wind up scoring 4 runs in the first inning, and they win 6-1. T.J. Rivera in the middle of it as well. In the second inning, he had an RBI double, had another good night, and that's 8 of 11 for this team.
We're going to come together eventually. You know, we have a really good team here. And then, you know, everything's coming together right now. We're swinging the bats, pitching, and it's doing well. And,
now,
you know, just hopefully we can keep this thing rolling.
Two things about yesterday, and we've talked about it a little bit on this show. Conforto
homered.
And T.J. Rivera.
Yeah,
you say all the time, Boomer, give a guy an opportunity. If he delivers, the reward has got to be more playing time.
You got to leave him in there, man.
These two dudes are leading and carrying the Mets offensively. And for a local kid who may have not gotten a shot based on other people staying healthy, boy, you got to love that kid, right? All that guy does is hit the ball.
The guy's in the right place at the right time.
Here's Terry Collins on Rivera making his case.
He's dangerous at the plate. He's got some power. He puts the barrel of the bat on the ball. Uses the whole field to hit. Yeah, it's going to be tough to get him out of there.
All right, so the next question was, so how are you going to handle the Duda Rivera thing when Lucas is ready?
I don't know. Lucas isn't here yet.
Right. Well, he's going to have to make that decision at some point.
By the way, I apologize. In the winter of 2015, Jeff Samardzija, who was a former Notre Dame tight end, you may remember.
Yeah. Wide receiver.
Was he a wide? Well, save that.
No, wide receiver.
I believe he was coming out as a tight end. A I'm not going to argue that with you, but I'll go with you.
Let's
You're
not
right.
argue. Let's
You're
move
right.
on.
He was a wide receiver.
He caught balls.
He caught balls. If you had to take a guess, what was his contract? If you had to take a guess.
The new contract that he got
he
from the Giants?
He signed it in December 15. Of 2015 with the Giants. I'll give you a hint.
I'll say.
He signed a five-year deal.
I'll say 5 years, $90
million. 5 years, $90
million. Yeah.
Booms?
I'll say 5 years, $82.5 million.
$90 million. Dad, did you watch him pitch last night?
I did.
That ain't $90 million.
No.
He's 0-5.
It's a joke.
And he was really bad in the first day.
And you think that you got problems in terms of the
You're
Mets.
Right.
Like, you know, like the Mets pitching problems and all this other stuff.
Yeah.
At least they don't have $90 million locked up in a guy that's
90 million.
That is true. Here was Terry Collins. On the flip side, you had Zach Wheeler, who looked really good. He was sharp. Was this the best that he has seen from Wheeler so far?
Yeah, without a question.
Yeah, well,
velocity-wise, command-wise.
The only thing he gave up, really, was that Buster Posey home run.
And the Mets bullpen through three hitless innings. So good for everybody.
Everybody good.
Nobody was there to see it, unfortunately. I mean, the attendance blows.
Mets now 15-15 as they get back to 500, and I will not argue that point as there were sections wide open.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I get it. I mean, you've been beaten down. You have no idea if the announced pitcher is going to be pitching. You know, it was chilly last night.
Be honest, you know what, though? I honestly don't get it at this point. I don't, because the Mets, while they've underachieved, they've started to win games. They've started to score runs. They're hitting doubles like crazy. They're exciting to watch.
Tell you what's happening, and you'll be mad at me for saying
Don't do what you're going
to
do.
No, I have to do it.
You don't have to do it.
There's another team in town that's exciting.
But they weren't home last night, though.
I'm just telling you what's
going on. If you're a Met fan, you're not staying home because the Yankees have won
that.
Six straight.
I agree with that. Here's the other thing. You know, we're radio ratings are made available to me and Boomer on a weekly basis.
Yes.
I mean, it's even on the radio. I mean, it's 5-1.
Well, the Yankees are very exciting right now.
Right.
I mean, there's no, I
the
don't
Mets
argue
are just
that.
This kind of listless, boring thing where they've won 8 out of 11, but you got the off the field crap going on. You know, one more week of that, this type of winning, and either you're in or you're out.
I agree.
I get it. You've all been beaten down. I understand that.
And the Giants usually do when
they
Giants are in
well.
Town. Exactly. But that wasn't the case. Anyway, in terms of the pregame stuff, here was Terry Collins. Matt Harvey, not alone here.
We as human beings are not perfect. So let's just, I just told him that he's got help. He's got a lot of people on his side.
And so that was the manager.
Well,
here was
I'm with
Harvey.
You, man. It sounds like they're talking about something else.
Harvey admitting to what he did.
Yes, I was out on Friday night, past curfew. I did play golf Saturday morning, and I put myself in a bad place to be ready for showing up for a ball game.
Said he was embarrassed by everything, and he just wants to.
I'm assuming that means that he wasn't sober. Is what I assume
well,
it means.
He's saying it's my responsibility. I take full blame for that, and he is. And he's been getting hammered for the last 5 days. So now we're on the back end of yet another apology. And he'll take the mound on Friday night against Milwaukee in Milwaukee, and he will now have to
pitch his ass off.
I don't know if you can turn yourself around.
I hope he does,
too. In about a matter of a week.
No, I know, but I hope he pitches his ass off. I do. Because that's the only way you stop it. You know, if you go out there give up 7 runs in 4 innings to the Brewers, it's just going to be, dump on Matt Harvey week, you know? And that's where it's going.
I
hope he kills it.
I'll tell you one thing. I just get the feeling that if 2 or 3 of his next starts are abysmal and he's getting lit up, I think I could see like a 60-day DL stint, like go get yourself right, that kind of thing.
I hear you.
Well, today Tommy Malone will make his Met debut as the
Tommy!
Two teams
Tommy!
Wrap up the series. First pitch, 1:10. I get to your Yankees because CC Sabathia had a very weird night last night. Pitched 5 pretty damn good innings. The problem was the second inning.
Now here's the 2-2. Hit on the ground to right center field for a base hit. two runs will easily score. On to third goes Cozart. It's a two-run base hit for Votto, and the Reds take a 4-2 lead.
Yeah, and they would wind up winning the game 5-3. John Sterling on the fan. That having been said, the Yankees had a chance in the ninth inning.
Yes, they did.
They had guys on base. Gary Sanchez hits a rocket to third base. They wind up with a double play instead of getting to within one and still being up.
He seems pretty locked in two right now, Sanchez.
How about the home run he hit? That was a monster shot to the upper deck where
they are fun to watch, boy.
Yeah, they are. So here was Joe Girardi. He says, we lost, but we still had a shot.
What our guys do, they keep, you know, they keep grinding it out.
Here was his thoughts of CeCe. Again, that second inning, he gave up all five runs. But until Billy Hamilton singled and was thrown out trying to double in the sixth inning, I think it was, he hadn't given up another hit outside of that second inning.
You know, where some balls got through a hole. They hit a couple hard. Some got through the hole. One just out of the reach of toe.
Yeah, and the Votto one, I think, was the one that, you know, it was just a ground ball. Toe. Here was CeCe struggled with one pitch.
In that second inning, I just, you know, for whatever reason, it was, you know, just leaking back over the plate. So, you know, I'm trying to make an effort to make sure I got it in later in the game, and it will help me out.
The loss snapping the Yankees' six-game winning streak. Sanchez and Didi Gregorius with the home runs and the loss. Yankees off today. Home for the Astros starting tomorrow. Do that later. Also from baseball, and you mentioned this yesterday, Boomer, about the Nationals' bullpen. Eddie Romero yesterday blew a two-run lead in the ninth inning, and the Nationals blow a lead in Baltimore. The Orioles score two. They win it in the 12th, then 5-4. I think Daniel Murphy was ejected in that game for arguing balls and strikes.
He argued balls. I mean, what did he say? He doesn't curse.
I think he said that's a joke and continues to say that's a joke. He was thrown out from the dugout, yeah. Indians blank the Blue Jays 6-0. Dodgers over the Pirates in 10, 4-3. And the Astros beat the Braves 8-3. Carlos Correa and Carlos Beltran homer off of Bartolo Colon. Reddick also homered off of Bartolo, who gave up home runs to guys that were born in three different, decades.
How did they go out Bartolo Colon is all that happy in Atlanta?
I agree with you, by the way.
I think he misses New York.
Yeah, he probably does. There's a part of the story about Harvey is that Bartolo Colon, I think, was the only ex-Met who reached out to Matt via text.
Yep.
Just to lend support. I'm here if you need me. We got you. That kind of stuff.
Let's say if Matt Harvey or somebody else goes, you know, on a DL for whatever reason, could you see the Mets making a trade to reacquire Bartolo Colon?
No.
Why not?
Because they don't acquire players that don't play here.
They do acquire players.
I mean, they didn't acquire a single non-Met this offseason.
Because they're waiting for the trade deadline for Kelly Johnson to become available again.
Yes, exactly. Where is Kelly Johnson, by the way?
I don't know.
Is he even playing?
He's playing
softball with us next week.
Nice. I'm not sure.
He might be.
You might be right.
He's got to be in the Atlanta organization somewhere, right?
By the way, I think they cut Ryan Howard. Boy, has that career just died.
Well, I mean, he had a Hall of Fame career.
He had a great career, but, I mean, quickly just ended.
Yeah, but
ended.
I mean, he signed a minor league contract.
Yes,
this offseason.
He was batting 175
in the
minors.
That's a guy that just doesn't want to end, which is, you know, only Boomer could explain that feeling here in the studio, right? Like, here's Ryan Howard, legendary career. He's got to be closing on 40, right?
I mean, when you guys leave, I'm still going to be coming in here looking for you.
Why?
I don't want this to end.
No, it's going to end.
But I don't want it to.
No, I mean,
still
no
going to show up to work. Where's Boomer?
Nobody really wants it to end, but it's going to end.
It doesn't have to end.
Look, Mike and the Mad Dog came to an end.
It did come to an end.
Imus came to an end.
Well, yeah.
The Sweater and the Schmoozer came to an end.
That's true.
Right?
That's true. Although the Schmoozer's still firing along.
No, he got fired.
The Schmoozer?
Oh, no, the Sweater did. Right? Or he retired. Didn't Russ Salzburg retire?
He went to Channel 9.
I think he retired from Channel 9.
Is he done with that now?
I believe he is. He had a nice career as well.
Very good.
Yeah.
Schmoozer kind of got fired, too, and then Jerry Seinfeld brought him back.
That's very true. Details. That's true. And now you got JJ After Dark taking his slots, which isn't cool. Here's the point, though. At some point in time...
comes to an end.
Whether it's on
our own accord or not, it's going to come to an end.
We're all going to die. So, yes, that's true. It's all going to come to an end. But we don't have to advance it.
When do you want it to end, Jerry? How many years do you want out of us?
I would say Joseph will be done in college in about 12 years.
That's not going to happen.
No?
I can promise. Sadly, that will not happen. Boomer will tell you the same thing. Boomer ain't going to be 68 working here.
Why not?
Because he wants to go play golf. He's got this thing with golf I don't get.
Well, I'm with him. I would love to be doing that, too.
No, Boomer could play two rounds of golf a day, 4 days a week.
Yes, and in
couldn't
the day, Bums? I could have, too.
I don't know about that much.
But you could play five rounds a week easy.
Yeah, easily.
Ugh.
Well, lunch, there's a day.
Yeah, there you go.
Lunch, there's a day.
Perfect.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.